The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation has reiterated its commitment to give free and fair coverage to all registered political parties on its network across the country. The Acting Director General of the Corporation, Mrs. Francisca Achteoduntun, said every coverage GBC gives to any political party or candidate has the primary objective of providing honest, accurate and factual information to the electorate. She said GBC will not compromise on its professionalism and objectivity to suit or favour any political party or candidate. She was speaking at a balloting by GBC and the National Lottery Authority to determine the order of appearance of the parties on GBC's platform. A report by Jonathan Thompson.
17 registered political parties took part in the balloting process for free live appearance on GBC's television and radio networks. The move forms part of the corporation's contribution to issue-based campaigning and also offering equal platform to all registered political parties. The Acting Director General of the Corporation, Mrs. Francesca Achite Oduntun, expressed appreciation to the political parties that participated in the program and said GBC will maintain impartiality and take strict editorial control over any political coverage via its platform.
GBC's primary objective of covering political parties, presidential candidates and political activities leading to the 2016 presidential and parliamentary elections is to provide the public with honest, accurate and factual information. This GBC will do. Impartiality and objectivity is our goal, and GBC would at all times maintain editorial control over all material to be broadcast.
She announced that the free and live television and radio broadcast by the parties begin next month. The board chairman of GBC, Richard Kwame Asante, asked the political parties to take advantage of this platform to promote the country's democracy in a peaceful manner.
We are by this activity demonstrating and informing you of our commitment to be transparent, of our commitment to be professional in whatever we do, and in return, we only ask that you trust GBC to do what is right. We are at all times ready and open to hear from you so that we can enrich the process as we move along. The certified copies of the positions would be done by the NLA, and all reps of political parties will get a copy so that you are aware of your positions and to get yourselves ready as we get into the political activities.
The Director General of the National Lotteries Authority, Brigadier General Martin Ahiaglo, promised the NLA support for such initiatives since it helps build the nation positively.
Ensuring a level playing field in the elections for all participants, as well as deepening democracy in our beloved country, and we are proud and happy to be associated with this noble initiative.
The Democratic People's Party, DPP, will be first to appear, followed by the Independent People's Party, IPP, CPP, PPP and GCPP will follow as third, fourth and fifth. The largest opposition party, NPP, will appear as the sixth party, and the ruling NDC will take its turn as the 12th party. The Ghana Freedom Party and the United Love Party were represented by their leaders, Ekwe Adonko and Ramon Akoto. General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedu Nketiah, and MPP Communications Director, Nana Akomia, both came with a delegation to represent their parties. The party representatives expressed their satisfaction with the whole process and lauded GBC for taking a giant leap in promoting Ghana's democracy. Jonathan Thompson reporting.